Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Everybody's talking about it. Everybody. It's absolutely incredible. It's taken the world by storm. And we're going to talk about it, but first, Mike, did you have an encounter today? What happened today to you, man?
I like to try to help people. Just my nature. I try to, if it's a bumper-to-bumper traffic, I'll let the car in front of me because no one's going anywhere.
Yeah.
Like last night on Juniper, since the city's taking it down to two lanes.
Here we go again.
But anyway, last night.
You know, bike riders have rights, yeah, too.
When I see a bike rider in the lane, I'll let you know. As of yet, they haven't found out there's availability. But last night, as we're leaving the studio, there was a couple that was trying to find the hotel. The W's now with the Starling over here.
Yes, it is.
And so we were kind of helping them out. And so, because I could see they were kind of befuddled. So where are you trying to get to? So same thing. Today, I'm in the elevator, and there's a bunch of dudes, and they hadn't pushed a button because you have to have a code or a card to get to many of the floors in our building at Colony Square. And these dudes, to say that they smelled of some kind of high-level hydroponic marijuana would be an understatement.
Yeah.
And if I had to use my father's detective instincts, I'd say they smoked a big bag and then had some pizza. So it was a combination of weed and, like, pepperoni and garlic.
Well, they were hungry.
Yeah, which is certainly explainable and understandable. So guy goes, hey, man, trying to get 20th floor. And I'm like, oh, hey, man. I go, and we're already moving now on the elevator. And I go, well, look, I get off at 9. I go, you guys go back down. It'll go back to the lobby. You walk across, and then other elevator bank will take you to 20.
Okay.
And the guy's like, you cool? They're like, yeah, man, yeah. So door shuts, and door that opens. Then I hear them in our elevator lobby going, so we're supposed to stay on 9?
Uh-oh. They had no idea.
These guys were so baked. I mean, day. I mean, I felt I got a contact high just speaking to these guys on the elevator. So I literally yelled out, you've got to go back down to the lobby. And I'm waiting to go in our office, and I hear like, so I press L.
Yes, 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 yes.
And for all I know, this guy could be the next big superstar in hip-hop. I don't know what's going on. One dude, he looked like it was his hype man, and it was the guy that may or may not be the talent.
But anyway. Their momentum movement was
yes, yes, yes.
They're familiar. They were making as much sense as I did that day thanks to our friends at the Georgia Hemp Company. But hey, anyway, man. that was my getting up here today.
You know what? You never know who you're going to run into. You're right. We try to help people. Sometimes you're not aware or cognizant enough to do what you need to do. Press the L button, my man. Press the L button.
So if he was going to have a hip-hop name, maybe Lil Brain.
Lil Brain? Lil Brain.
What do you think, Day? Is that taken?
I take it you've never been here on a Saturday in the parking lot.
Oh, my God. You're right about that. Yeah, that's
holy
true.
Goodness.
Man, because I stopped doing sometimes when I drive home, Carl, I'll do, like, the live weed report, and the people, of course, always, you shouldn't be doing that while you're on drive. Well, I'm not driving. I'm stuck in stop-and-go traffic. It takes 15 seconds to do it.
See, I leave the buildings on Fridays when about 10 o'clock, and if you think it's bad in the parking lot at 10 o'clock, walk towards the elevator on 9 at 10 o'clock, and it is wafted all the way upstairs. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I'll get off work sometimes, like tonight. I'm not going to drop names on anybody, but I will smell it from, like, 5 cars over. I mean, I guess sometimes for Atlanta traffic crawl, you do need to maybe burn one to relax yourself, but probably not advisable.
I guess the thing that we're learning through the first few minutes of the show is it's permeating everywhere. It's everywhere you want to be.
We can rename the colony the Chronic.
Chronic Square. It's everywhere you are. Hey, man, I'll tell you something else. She's everywhere. And I'm talking about Taylor Swift.
Oof.
Now, look, I got to tell you, Mike and I have been together a long time. And we've never, ever started the show talking about Taylor Swift. Well, except for when she was in town and selling out, you know, Mercedes-Benz for 4 days. But, Mike, here's the deal. And we're going to talk about our Falcons, guys. We'll get you ready for the second preseason game tomorrow. We got more thoughts on Michael Penix. This whole Kirk Cousins thing. Look, I've taken a turn. And I'm going to tell you about that in a sec. But they went on the internet last night and damn near broke it. And I'm talking about Taylor Swift, obviously her boyfriend, Travis Kelce, his brother, Jason Kelce. New Heights is the podcast. And look, I'm not here to promote the podcast. What I'm telling you is this thing started at like a million two. And by the time they were an hour and a half in, it was like 5 or 6 million people watching this thing. And Mike, it's just a testament for all the stuff we've been talking about. Like, oh, I hate they show her with Travis Kelce.
Right.
Dude, she moves the needle. I don't care if you don't like the music. The fact of the matter is she's one of the biggest stars in the world, and Jason and Travis are benefiting from this to help their podcast. And here's the other thing. The NFL is benefiting.
Dude, they've got to love this. Think about the free advertising for the NFL. And I just looked it up. According to Variety, right now it stands at nearly 11 million views in over 17 hours.
It's crazy.
That's insane.
It's crazy.
So, I mean, look, she's the biggest pop star on the planet. I mean, Beyonce, you get it, but she's one of the most identifiable people on the planet. And look, guys always snickered and laughed about Kelce. Kelce did admit maybe he took his eye off the prize last year. He got to refocus for this year to get them back to the Super Bowl and get a win. But I got no problem with these guys. And I said this to you. When you're watching football, they show people in the stands. It could be a fat guy in a barrel in a Broncos game.
Yes.
It could be some dude, you know, with his shirt off somewhere. I mean, who cares? You know, some guy with a cheese head looking disconsolate if the Packers are losing. Just happens to be 10, 12 seconds of her in a booth. That doesn't bother me. They lose sleep over it. I don't get it.
The thing I loved about this, and by the way, I did not watch it in its entirety. I've read some things on it. I was not one of those 6 or 8 million or how many ever views it has now. But I'll say this. She did make it interesting. And, Mike, we always talk about this. Like, you know, the Belichick book. I said, I'm not buying it because he's not telling me anything. And you didn't talk about your relationship with Robert Kraft.
Right.
It's one of those things where, like, okay, if Taylor Swift's going to be on something, if Beyonce is going to be on something, I want to learn something. I want to know, like, oh, wow, I didn't know that. And she was just talking at times last night when they showed these clips that I've seen. Like, it was just her, Jason, and Travis in a room talking, which made it great because it was like, I don't care that there are millions of people watching, and I'm just going to tell you guys what happened.
So, a guy and his girl and his brother, and they're all friends,
yes,
kicking it.
Right. I learned some things last night, and she talked about the music biz, Mike, and buying her master's back and all this stuff. But anyways, I don't know how many of you guys paid attention to it. I'm sure Abe watched it because he watches everything. But the fact of the matter is, it is one of the most talked about things right now around the country. The NFL season's right around the corner. You may or may not care, but I'm telling you right now, the NFL is benefiting from this. And Mike, how many more women are paying attention to the league because of Taylor Swift?
Right. And, you know, the numbers, the breakdowns demographic of the NFL, it's almost been 50-50. And you might not believe that. I mean, obviously, it's so huge because how many men watch it, how many women now. But the demos, it's always been surprising. NASCAR's got crazy women viewership over the years, too. But, I mean, for the case...
Well, they're good-looking guys driving fast cars.
Right. In the case of, you know, the NFL, it's almost... And I don't know if she puts it over the top, but, yeah, it's the demographic they want to reach. Madison Avenue wants to reach.
Yeah.
So that's where it's at. So, as I said... You know, now, granted, everything gets politicized, so if she doesn't like your candidate, you get people that just they go right down party lines and they make that a thing. I could give a crap what an actor or a musician says or thinks politically.
I'll have to say this. For all the people who may think that way, she still made $2 billion on tour last year.
Right.
It didn't affect her music or her money and certainly her popularity. I think we all get caught up, Mike, to your point about who voted for who and who you want. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter, especially for entertainment purposes. You know, people say, oh, I don't watch this guy's movies. Whatever. That stuff never bothers me because everybody's got a right to their opinion. It doesn't make it right or wrong. It's just that's where you are. Either way, if you watched any of this, let us know. What'd you think? 404-726-0929. You can text us, guys, and find us on social media as well. Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up, C Dukes. And the radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. She even talked about Travis shooting his shot, which I thought was interesting. And Mike and I talk about this. Very attractive women. And I don't know where you think she stands in that.
But Mike and I had this discussion. There are men who won't approach women because they don't think they have a shot. And Mike, how many guys probably were like, oh, I'd love to meet Taylor Swift. And you're like, oh, I don't have a shot. Travis didn't give a damn. He made it happen.
No, we've seen guys, and some guys get shot down in flames, but again, they put it out there. As my father said, dating was a contact sport in the sense that you have to make contact. Not that you have to grab somebody by the wrist and get maced like my cousin Tony, his old move in the 90s. But, you know, there's funny, have you seen that AI commercial where they take you back to the arcade?
Yes.
And a lot of people of our age are saying it's so nostalgic to how much fun and simpler times were without social media. If you saw a girl that you thought was you liked, you got to walk over
She's
and introduce
cute.
Yourself. You got to go talk
yeah.
to her.
She's cute.
And you hope you get her number. And then you get her number and you hope that maybe when you call her house, her brother doesn't answer the phone. You know,
or
her dad. I mean, but it was a different time, but you had to have game. You know, nothing was easy. You know, and it just, and, you know, roles were not ruined, okay? There was masculinity, there was femininity, and it was fine. You know, now everybody has a problem with it. Not anymore. I think the pendulum's actually swinging back. But you're right. Good for Travis Kelce, man. I've never had a problem with this. I've just always felt that, you know, the meat and potatoes crowd, I don't know. Look, I get it. Look, I go to a football game. I don't need club level. I don't need a luxury suite. I need my football. But the fact that they show a woman on TV who's a pop star, I don't, who cares?
Yeah. And look, they are allegedly, I have always wondered how serious they are. They're pretty serious. I mean, Mike, I think ultimately this may lead to, down the road, them really tying the knot. But obviously, they're not there yet. But she revealed a lot last night, man. We found it interesting. And again, millions of people talking about it. So we are one of those few that also are talking about it. You can hit us up as well. Falcons continue to get ready for Friday's preseason game with the Titans. Closed practice today. This is not a joint practice, so it's not like you're missing something. But the last few days, I thought they got a lot of work in. And, Mike, I did an interview today in Canada, which was interesting. But they were making their rounds right. about the NFL, and they were interested in the Falcons. I was on, I think, in Edmonton or somewhere.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And these guys, they sent me a link. And so I'm on video, and you know, I'm talking to these guys. And they had a huge Popeyes sign behind them. And I'm like, you guys sponsored by Popeyes? And they were like, yeah, man, they've been in Canada, I think, for like, I don't know, 6 months. Like, they just got Popeyes in their area up
there. Oh, my
there.
Goodness.
And so anyways, I said, so you guys like spicy? Or what? And they were like, yeah, we're leaning spicy now. We really like spicy. We had like a 10-minute conversation about Popeyes because they're one of their sponsors.
Oh, but, Carl Dukes with us. I tell you, I probably should stay away from those biscuits, but yes, I can't stop.
They couldn't stop.
Oh, so good.
But they wanted to talk about Michael Penix. They wanted to talk about Drake London. And they wanted to talk about Bijan. And here's the point, guys, I'm getting to. There is buzz, and I'm using this as an example. I've done tons of those things over the last few weeks leading into camp and since Mike and I have been up there the last 3 weeks. But there's tons of interest, Mike, in our team as to what it's going to be, what the projections are for our quarterback, for Drake London. And I just feel like I told them. They asked me about the excitement level, and I'm asking you. I know it's the second preseason game of the season. I get it. You're not going to see Penix on Friday. I understand. But from what you've seen, and for those of you who have been on a hill and made your way up to a practice, don't you feel a little bit of that? I mean, you got to feel a little bit of that. We've not gotten to the regular season yet, and I know it's going to escalate, Mike, as we get right. closer and closer. But you got to feel a little bit of that because that's what's going on around the country when you talk about the Falcons.
And it's funny. We talked a lot about it. You know, I mean, you went out in Canada. I talked to Tony the Mailman today. Tony called me. Goes, what's so you had some fisticuffs up there because he saw it on NFL
sure,
Network.
Sure.
And I said, yeah, I mean, look, as we said yesterday, we did preface it. Any team worth its salt would protect their quarterback, but it's rare the quarterback is in the middle of it. And these guys love him. They're stepping to his leadership. And, guys, just for 1 second, Oren, if we are at the Super Bowl, just for argument's sake, if we go deep in the playoffs, Tom Rinaldi will have a piece that the moment the culture changed for the Falcons, where they knew they had a different type of quarterback, and they'll maybe take it back to them again. Who knows? We may win 10 games. We may lose 10 games. You know, a lot of guys have to do their jobs on this team. But I'm just saying, you can bring the music back up, Oh. I'm just saying that this is the kind of thing that for some time in some teams, it is a big moment where things change. And all of a sudden, it's like, hey, we got that guy. And you heard I love what Cade Nellis said about it yesterday.
Yeah, competitive edge. You'll hear more of that coming up. Turn on Taylor Swift, man.
Bring it back, man. I'm sorry.
I want to hear more of this. Come on, bro.
I just couldn't finish my thought with her sweet, sultry tones in my ear.
I agree. Don't kill my Taylor right now. I'm in the Taylor mode right now. New album comes out October, what, 3rd, 4th? I don't know. You Swifties tell me. Hey, coming up. Oh, look at that. We scored some runs last night. It's Dukes and Bell.
Possibility means you have a chance. Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It is Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 2:25 in the afternoon. And Mike and I were just talking about the response. It's funny because we would think that maybe if you're 40 or older, and a lot of our audience is, and we have a lot of younger audience as well, but a lot of those guys may not listen to Taylor Swift, but their girlfriends do.
Right.
Or their friends do. And it's one of those deals where, again, guy hit me up and he was like, man, you know, I wasn't interested in watching this podcast. My girlfriend made me watch it. And all of a sudden, I'm watching Travis Kelce and Jason, and I'm like, okay, this ain't that bad. They're funny. They're entertaining. And I was like, yeah, this is why Jason is blown up, and Travis is probably going to be a damn movie star when his career is over.
Right.
You know? So,
yeah, I mean, like I said, it's funny. A couple guys hitting us up, and yeah, I mentioned that political thing that came up. I mean, geez, Louise. It's like I got friends. I'm not watching a George Clooney movie. Like, I can separate the artist from his political views. I don't give a crap. You know, but some people just get hung up on it. Same thing goes for when athletes use their platform, you know, stick to sports. So, hey, and for us too. But it is kind of funny. That aside, she's a global phenomenon. And as you mentioned and earlier, we talked about earlier, NFL freaking loves it. It just builds. It just continues to build the brand. It doesn't really need any help.
Yeah. And the irony is, it is a complete crossover because he's such a big star in the NFL. It is. I mean, I'm willing to tell you, and I'm sure they've probably done the research to, like Mike said, about the audience and what's come since this phenomenon of her being at games and, right. Oh, is she going to show up? Remember last year? We played the Chiefs. Everybody's like, is Taylor Swift going to be there? It was a thing. It was a thing. So either way, it's interesting to see the response. 404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. Hey, Daily Downloads brought to you by our friends at ATL Live Well. Don't just live, live well. Michael Money Harris, Grand Slam, caps a 9-run fourth inning as the Braves rallied to beat the Mets last night. And by the way, let me hear this Grand Slam because it's nice to see Money Harris hitting again.
Right.
Oh, hit the center field, hit well. Back goes Mullins to the warning track at the wall.
It's out.
It's out of here. It's a grand slam for Michael Harris, and the Braves take the lead 9-6.
Now, it is kind of funny watching the crowd reaction shots. Is just, you know, you see the typical. As my father explained to me when I was a child, you know, Dad, why did we grow up as, again, can't help where I was born, Carl. You know that. Some listeners don't know.
I've been saying it.
But at the time, when I was a child growing up in New York, my father, I said, why aren't we Yankees fans? We're Mets fans, Brooklyn Dodgers, the Heritage. Anybody can be a Yankee fan. Mets fans are mutants. We're the redhead stepchildren of New York sports. And they truly are. Because when you see some of those ISO shots of some of those people behind the dugout or behind home plate, they are mutants. And it is kind of funny to watch this team, which for some reason just can never get over the Braves, despite snapping the losing streak the other night. Carl, who blows a 6-0 lead?
The Mets. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I turned this on to see just a glimpse. I was like, oh, we're down 6-0. And then when I turned it back on, we were winning. And I was like, oh, okay. But yeah, only the Mets, man. I mean,
that's the worst outing I think David Peterson's had in his career.
Did you say Peterson?
Peterson. I mean, 9 runs. Everybody, you get a hit. And you get a hit. Everybody gets to bat in that crazy fourth inning.
Yeah, it was a good, nice run for the Braves. Bottom line is, again, you just progress. Remember?
But where was this adjustment from Tim Hyers, the hitting instructor? Why do we have to wait for this thing to get unveiled?
Well, maybe he made it and then he didn't get adjusted to it until now. I don't know.
Now, I know, and Grant will probably tell us coming up later this afternoon in the Braves report that you just don't mess with a guy. But, you know, Alex told us he's a second-half hitter. He's streaky. You know, yeah, okay. But this works. I mean, this is, you know, they basically reinvented his swing. And I know that when you've got maybe a little extra time around the All-Star break to kind of put this into action, it's something that normally happens in the offseason going into spring training. But, I mean, hey, better late than never. But I just hope now that he's found it, this is what we get for an entire season from Michael Harris.
Yeah, look, it's hard to make adjustments during the season. It's like me telling you to change your swing in the middle of a round. It's hard. But he is hitting. 8 of the last 9 games he's hit. 6-game hitting streak for Money Harris. Braves win. We'll see what they do in this game tonight. Marcell Ozuna, 2-for-4. Profar, 3-for-5. He can be a little bit maddening, by the way. I don't know if you guys are paying attention. Profar can be a little bit maddening. He'll make a play, he'll miss a play. 3-for-5 with an RBI. But good win for the Braves last night. Meanwhile, Mike, Hawks schedule release. Day-Day, do we know when that's coming out? What's the deal? Because I know it's been a slow roll. Big O, that Twitch thing went down last night. If people wanted to tune in, it was like an all-nighter kind of deal for the Hawks. But their schedule is going to be released. And we're going to talk to Steve Kuhnin, by the way, tomorrow on the show, I believe, as we normally do. It's going to be a shorter show, guys, because we've got Falcons football. But we're going to get a chance to talk to the CEO about this release and what it looks like. What's the deal, fellas?
So, no, the full schedule not out yet. But we do know that during the regular season, which if you saw the video they put out the other day, they will play the Pacers on October 31st. They'll take on Toronto on November 7th, the Wizards on November 25th, Cleveland on the 28th, and then the Bucks January 19th, which is the MLK game
right.
That will be on Peacock.
Yeah. All right, as we wait for, and this is a slow roll, they're just pumping it up, but the full schedule is coming out. And as soon as we know, you guys will know, and Mike and I will certainly talk about what that means for the Hawks. Scheduling matters. You know, usually, Mike, they take that 2-week West Coast swing.
Right.
Where, you know, they go out west, they play Portland, they play everybody out there.
It used to be when the circus would be in town.
It's true.
Right, it's true.
But we'll see when all that falls. And, again, no new word on Trey. Guys, we brought this up a couple of days back. Doesn't look like anything's going to happen. Now, that doesn't mean it won't before the season starts. But right now, Mike, the Hawks are in no rush to make a deal, and it doesn't feel like that's going to change anytime soon.
Yeah, and you and I have talked about this. I don't want to, you know, see Trey get in his bag and then it holds over all the way through this season, then opts out after next season. I mean, guys, good luck. If you got a crystal ball, give me some stock tips. All I'm saying is if I ran the Hawks, I would say, hey, yeah, whatever happened before I became GM, if I'm Ansi Saleh, I say, guess what? We got you a player. We got you this player. We got you a team now. You know, and if Jalen Johnson can stay healthy, we got some elements here. Really good things are going to happen. But let's see how you do with these guys, and then we'll back up the Brinks truck. To me, that's common sense with a guy with 2 years left on his deal, although the opt-out is a huge factor.
No, it is. Meanwhile, guys, we talked a lot about Michael Penix and the brawl yesterday, and he was in the middle of it. We spent a lot of time on it. If you missed Kate Nellis's comments, because we played this late in the show yesterday, I just want you to hear him talk about two things. One, it'll be second. Where he talks about how he found out, because he was on the other field, how he found out it was the quarterback in the mix. But first, he talked about this competitive greatness, Mike. And you were like, when you heard this yesterday, you were just shaking your head like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Listen right to Caden Ellis.
You know, just seeing competitive greatness, seeing a competitive edge, it's just guys got it or they don't. And in moments like that, everybody reacts different ways. I'm not saying everybody that's a fighter is great and everybody that's not isn't. But when you see the edge come out of someone for whatever reason, whatever struck that chord in them, and you see it come out, you know, it just solidifies everything else you already think about.
There we go. And that's he nailed it. I literally was like, that, aha! I looked at Carl yesterday. That's what he said. Because as we talked about it earlier, some guys will be out there. You know how it is. Some Falcon fans are so jaded because they've been kicked in the nuts for seven straight years. But, you know, you're going to say, yeah, whatever. They had a fight. Big whoop. Any team would support his quarterback. Yes, we said, yeah. But when is the quarterback in the middle of it? When is the quarterback in there? He's swinging on cuz at the bottom of the pile and saying, hey, man, you don't know me.
You don't know me.
From the mean streets of Dade City in Tampa. I love it. So that's what he's talking about. This team freaking loves this guy. Now, are we going to have some growing pains with him? Perhaps. But I just think there's a leadership thing you cannot quantify. He's got it.
Yeah, and I mentioned this yesterday. In your own lives, you may have had moments. I hope none of us have had a fight,
right,
but most of us have, where your boys are like, if I would have been there, it would have been different.
Mm-hmm.
But when it went down, they were in the other way. That's what Caden Ellis is talking about. And that's why guys get a little bit more respect. Doesn't mean he's going to be the best quarterback in the NFL, but hey, man, you know what? I can ride with this dude. Meanwhile, here's what he said about when he found out that it was Penix involved in the fricas.
And I'm off on the sideline, and one of the guys comes up to me and he's like, dude, yeah, our quarterback's different. Our quarterback's different. And I was like, what happened? And he said, he was the one fighting, and everybody jumped the dude. I was like, all right, Mike, I love you, dog. That's my dude. That's my quarterback, QB1. So it's awesome seeing the competitive energy from him.
Yeah, I mean, that's funny because everybody on the other field, including, by the way, the guy that has been starting a lot of this stuff, James Pierce Jr., he wasn't even involved in it. He was on the other field. So when those guys found out, it was like, who was involved in that? It's just funny to see their reaction. Hey, man, want to mention and give some love to the Atlanta Dream. They defeated the Seattle Storm. Mike, Ryan Howard, 25 points. Dream, 6 consecutive wins. So they've been rolling. And got to give him some love. We've been talking a lot this year, although she's been hurt a lot of the season, guys. Caitlin Clark's been hurt a lot. But the Dream are doing some things, man. And they move in the second in the standings. 6 games back of the Minnesota Lynx and a half game ahead of the Liberty. So they are in the mix as we count down to the playoffs for the WNBA. Hey, man, Mike, how do you feel? And we're going to talk about this when we come back.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not before, but now, about Kirk Cousins being our backup. We're going to talk about it next.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hanging out back in the studios. We're going to be out next week. Is it next week, I'm thinking?
East Lake.
Yeah. For
Tito's tent.
For the Tours Championship. Yeah, man. My people at Tito's, excited to see those guys back there.
Those are my favorites. I missed it last time because I was in First World Problems. I was in Italy. But, man, it's always one of my favorites. And this year there's been so many great storylines and drama with the Tour Championship that even though we missed the LIV Golf guys, I think we're going to have some amazing stories.
Well, I think the PGA Tour has been the story this year. The last few years, it was what was going to happen with LIV and were they going to unite and all that stuff. We're over it. Eventually, it'll happen. When it does, it does.
The only guy I miss is DeChambeau, if I'm honest.
Well,
and that's it. That's it.
Well, nobody else is playing at a high level where you go, man, I wish this guy was on tour. But with that said, Rory's been the story. What's going on with Scottie Scheffler?
Right.
And then you talk about, you know, Keegan Bradley. You talk about all these guys that we've been discussing.
Justin Rose, Rose. J.J. Spahn's been a hell of a story.
It's all PGA guys, man. So for that matter, for the most part, it's going to be a lot of fun. But we'll be out there Thursday and Friday. And if you're wondering where the Tito's tent is, it's usually, and it is going to be again this year, over by the merch store, which is right there. Everybody goes up into like that little corner. But we'll tell you more details because it's going to be a lot of fun, man. So come on out if you get a chance Thursday and Friday. I know many people will be out there Saturday and Sunday for the conclusion of it. Hopefully, Mike, we get great weather. But that's not left up to us, but we're going to be there, man.
Always a good time. Just real, as a side, the other weekend I was flipping around. It's kind of a cloudy, rainy day on Sunday. And I came across LIV, and it's like, oh, yeah, whatever happened to David Faraday? One of the most popular, charismatic people in sports. Oh, yeah, he's over there in the Where Is He Now file. Making millions.
Took a lot of money.
Nobody watching.
Yep.
But it's a shame because I always enjoyed Faraday with his work on CBS back in the day.
Well, you know what? This is one of those questions where you get asked, right, those hypotheticals. Would you take $40, $50 million?
Right.
But not be seen or heard from and lose your Q rating and your brand and all the things that really have made you who you are. Just take the money and run. Mike, that's what this feels like. A lot of the guys that left, they just took the money and they ran. Now, financially, they're set for life. We know that. And a lot of those guys did it because they felt like they weren't getting the money they deserved on the PGA Tour.
Right.
But the fact of the matter is, you bring up Faraday. I used to love his shows on the Golf Channel and all the stuff that he did. I haven't watched any of it. Haven't watched Faraday in forever.
And again, he took the, as we said, I can't lie to you. I mean, I could. I'm not gonna. I'd take the money. I think you brought up the argument, you know. And look, I get it. The Brandel Chamblees of the world, the high and mighties, you know. As you said, do you really care where every single dollar in your checking account has come from? I don't. If you do, great, good for you. I think most people just want to. If you get a shot at generational wealth, you take it.
No doubt, and they have. Hey, man, I got to tell you, I turned on this because when it all went down, I was so upset and so mad about the way it happened, and I'm talking about Kirk Cousins. I got asked today again about where we are as Falcon Nation on Kirk Cousins. And I said, look, they're very opinions. I can't answer for everybody. I'm still upset about it, but I've moved on. But the reality for me now is we've got the best backup quarterback situation in the NFL. And so when you say financially, would it be beneficial for the Falcons to trade Kirk Cousins? We're still waiting, right? Nobody's hoping for injury, but that's really what this is about. You're kind of hoping that somebody gets injured and Cousins and a door opens. But, Mike, watching Easton Stick and Emory Jones, how comfortable are you, God forbid, if something was to happen and we had to go with the backup for just a couple of weeks? Not even saying he's going to be out the whole season. How comfortable are you?
Yeah, I'm more comfortable with it. And, you know, we talked about this because, you know, apparently, according to witnesses, Kirk was mean mugging. Okay, probably me more than you, but us. And, you know, I just didn't like the way he handled the Super Bowl week. We've already covered this. It's been done and said. You know, if you're injured, you get to a point eventually where, again, no star athlete is going to take himself out of the game. You're going to need the coach to come and get you if your arm's a bloody stump out there. But I think you get to the point where you're hurting the team, and now the team has lost its way, and you're to blame. So that's on you. It's on Rod, too, but it's on Kirk. Then to turn around and then all of a sudden have this sort of, no, let's have a reclamation media tour during the Super Bowl weekend and say how banged up I was, and I couldn't throw. To me, that's disingenuous. So I thought that was jive. I said, that's you're being a liar, and that's why I have a beef with it. But I'm with you. He's still the best backup quarterback playing today in the NFL.
He is.
And a guy in Michael Penix Jr., who we don't talk about it because we don't think about it, who's had knee injuries. I don't want to even think about that prospect. It's not a bad idea. So if nobody gets a star player hurt at the quarterback position, then he is our backup. Because we've seen now, we've gotten through the lion's share of camp, and there's no stress. There's no bad juju, and Kirk's in there doing work and keeping his head down. So I'm cool with it. I'm with you now.
I
stand on what I said about the Super Bowl. I still think that was
job. No. It doesn't change my opinion about how I felt about the situation.
Right.
But where we are right now, I don't know if anybody has a better situation than we do in the NFL when you talk about, okay, I got to go to that guy and I need to win games. Because here's the reality. The team is still built to win.
Right.
Regardless if it's Penix or somebody else. So if Penix has to miss a few weeks, and we're just being hypothetical here, you're telling me I got to turn to Kirk Cousins? One, he's motivated, Mike. Two, he wants to show everybody what he said last year, which was, I haven't forgotten how to play quarterback. Okay, show us.
I didn't forget how to play quarterback.
Okay, show us.
And again, I don't even want to speak these words because if there was, heaven forbid, an injury, that Cousins could come in and do it, he could step in. And I think at this point, we're all of the opinion he looks, light years ahead of where he was at this time last camp, because he was still not a full year removed from his Achilles injury, which we now know takes forever to get you back to normal. So he looks better. Now, it's hard to get a gauge of it because he's playing behind a bad offensive line and he doesn't have all the talent that the first team has at wide receiver. But he's still able to deliver the football. Yeah, it's a good problem to have. And then,
don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
That's why I'm not even going to speak it. I'm not going to say it. But, yeah. Now, if somebody else, pick your team. If the Rams get some bad news on Matthew Stafford and Sean McVay and Les Snead come a-calling, maybe now you feel, maybe you play a little more hardball on what you're offering. Maybe you say, give me a third-round pick, Pay $10 million in this. Maybe more than you would have a few months ago. How about that?
Has your opinion changed? 404-726-0929. Are you now where we are? Are you still like, get him out of here? 404-726-0929. I'm just telling you, Easton Stick hadn't played bad. As a matter of fact, in that first preseason game, if it wasn't cut short,
right?
Both of these guys played fairly well. But to Mike's point, and we joke about this, a lot of guys you saw and will see in the next week or two won't be in the league. So when you're telling me they're throwing the ball around and it looks good and it's basic stuff, okay, how do you really evaluate? The way you evaluate is at practice. Well, guess what we've seen at practice? Penix, Cousins. Cousins, Penix. I am not watching Easton Stick and Emory Jones. So if you're telling me, hey, man, I'm cool with that, I'm not. I want to make sure that this team continues to win. And the reason why we were all confident last year when Cousins was ailing and the interceptions and Mike's going, get him out of here. Man, we got to put Penix in the game. You felt comfortable because we drafted him so high that you thought he was going to come in and play like a Jaden Daniels.
Right.
So now the roles have reversed, and you've got a 13-year vet who knows the ropes of the NFL who's just sitting there, and he's antsy to play again, and I don't hope he gets his shot. I hope Penix plays the entire season. But you always got to think about the worst case, man. And last year, nobody in their right mind, Mike, thought that the situation for our Falcons would play out the way it did. We're just saying, right. I'm fine with Cousins being our backup.
Yeah, as we said, there's been nothing about it. And I think, look, if nothing, now I don't know how.
And stop mean mugging people, Kirk.
And I don't know. It's funny. I was talking to our big boss, Big Rick, today, and he was asking me how was camp, and I was joking with him about, Cousins. I said, yeah, he's kind of mean mugging us, apparently. And
well, I saw him.
And I told Rick, and he goes, what do you think? And I said, my two cents worth, he's like a naive narcissist.
Mm.
All great athletes have it, that alpha thing that Tom Brady, like even now, Tom Brady's like, who the quarterback I see the most of me in? It would probably be Patrick Mahomes because he pees excellence, like I did, But in the case of Cousins, I don't think it's like he is intentionally trying to hurt someone's feelings or anything, but there is a degree, I think, of self-interest, self-preservation. That's human nature for all star athletes, but he does it in a nice way, In those going to Kohl's, in those comfortable pants, eating his chicken fingers. But at the end of the day, you're still kind of a jerk when you did what you did at the Super Bowl.
He makes it hard to want to dislike him because of the way that he does it.
Right.
Right. He's not brash in it. But that's the part about this. And by the way, the stuff that you're talking about makes him an everyday guy.
Correct.
He's filthy rich, but he acts like an everyday guy. And that's another reason why it's hard to dislike him. Wait a minute. He goes the same place I get my hair cut? That's the kind of stuff we talk about. Kevin the limo driver is calling D&B for the first time. That's
Hey, Hudson Bell. Man.
Kevin the limo driver. What's going on? Hey, man.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I usually call Dylan on the home title check at 5 a.m. because I'm always at the butt crack of dawn picking up people. But I'm going to keep this simple. Like The Rock says, it doesn't matter what we think. The Falcons are going to keep both quarterbacks. Because guess what? Terry Fontenot and Raheem want to keep their job. So if Michael Penix struggles early, they will put Kirk in because their butts are on the line. So it doesn't matter.
Mm.
I'll listen.
All right, appreciate you, man.
Now, again, that's one thing, and this is where I do think that the die is cast. This is Penix's job, and he would have to have a colossal flop, but I don't see that happening. With the weapons we've got, you know, with the things we've seen at practice, it's hard. Now, again, Darnell Mooney being out is still a big, big question mark for this team. You know, you can't just write that off. But, yeah, you've got a hell of an insurance policy. Arthur Blank wanted Cousins. Nobody wants to claim it. Just like who wanted Deshaun Watson? He came from upstairs. He'll always tell us, Carl, Mike, I love you. I'm not a meddler.
He's not a meddler.
He's a meddler. Yeah. But here we are. So we do have that insurance policy. So I'm with the limo driver, our man. Hey, go for it. Let's roll.
I need a ride to the airport. Did we get the brother's number? 404-726-0929. He said he's always picking people up early, so he's listening early, man. We appreciate you listening to 92.9 The Game. Let's talk to Jock in Fayetteville. Jock, man, what do you think? Are you happy with Cousins being our backup?
Man, I'm happy with it. It's a win-win situation. Mm. Michael Penix goes down, Kirk Cousins comes in, and we still winning 10-plus games this season.
Mm. That's how I feel.
I mean, we were on pace for 10 or more games last year when obviously things happened that we never saw coming down the road. And because of the hesitance to upset Kirk, which I think was a factor, and the fact that they were kind of, you know, the coach told us, look, the Chargers game is the perfect example. I'm not going to throw Penix to the Wolves against a good defensive front in a one-possession game because even though he's been horrible, Cousins can still summon it up like he did at the end of the Eagles game and get the win. That's the mindset of why it took so long to make the switch. The Raider game was just you can't deny it anymore.
No, and you could have done it there. We ultimately got the win. But, you know, I had this argument with various people about the timing of it.
Right.
Like, there's never a great time. If somebody gets injured in a game, you're going to do what you got to do. But there's never a great time to throw the rookie to the Wolves, and you're not doing it. By the way, Chargers came in here. They were number one defense in the league at that time. They were giving up like 16 points a game. And so you just weren't going to do it at that time. But, man, it worked out the way it did. Ricky wants to join the conversation in Union City. Ricky, you're on Dukes and Bell. Hey, man.
How you guys doing?
Good,
hey, man.
Okay, so with Cousins and Penix, so my question is, or my fear is, I don't know how long of a rope Penix really has because the issue is this. We know how long it's been since we've been to the playoffs as a franchise, and we live in a society now where we have to have quarterbacks that we are for sure we can hand over our franchise to. Now, Penix, I just want to know, I guess, from you guys, legitimately speaking, how big of a window does he have? How many seasons does he have before we go, you know what? We might be having to look at drafting a quarterback again in the first round. And so with Cousins, there hasn't been many situations where older quarterbacks have played and got benched or hurt, and they had like some sort of rebirth with the same organization, and then it just turned around and it's like, oh, this is our guy. It just didn't work the first time. So I just think with Cousins, he's like a bargaining chip at this point, but I don't really see him giving us any real serious value going forward. But my question is about Penix and how much of a window do you think he has?
Okay, good question. Appreciate you listening.
I mean, I look, Penix is their starting quarterback. All the chips are on Penix. They're gonna ride and die with Penix. And I think it would take some, as we said, some unbelievably unforeseeable circumstances to see Michael Penix Jr. ever getting benched this year. So I don't think that's even a possibility. I mean, look, Elway he got benched for DeBerg early in his career, but that he was, to your point, he wasn't a veteran.
Different
story.
You
know, Kurt Warner got benched many times in his career, bounced back, and got better. So that's about the only guy you could compare it to. It would be Kurt Warner at different stages in his career, different stops in his career, and he was able to come back and, you know, and leave, for instance, the Cardinals. And how well he did with them, take him to a Super Bowl.
The window for me is 3 years. And I say that because it ain't going to take that long. It's not going to take long for you to realize this season the guy's got it. But 3 years is when teams start thinking about, we might need to do this again. And that's a long time from now. We're talking about three games last season, and he's going to start his fourth NFL game the first week of the season. Right. So when you say a window, and remember, he's a top 10 pick. The last time this organization had a top 10 quarterback pick was a guy named Matt Ryan. You don't give up on guys that quickly.
They're not.
The window is wide open.
Yeah, they're not going to. And guys, if we go back to last season, remember, Kaepernick came in for Alex Smith when he got hurt, and then Shanahan. Or back then, it was they never gave the job back.
Who Harbaugh.
Was it? Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh never gave the job back. So, I mean, you can lose a job to injury in the NFL. They just weren't prepared. They weren't ready to have Penix take over last year.
All right, coming up.
Or great when stuff. They should have.
Great stuff, man. Appreciate you. If you got a comment or two, let us know. I'm very satisfied at this point with Cousins being our backup. No problems whatsoever. We'll tell you what's going on around the NFL when we get back on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.